and a good morning to you. Let's dive right in.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Here's the good news. A Thursday edition of Not Necessarily the News, where we advise you to listen to its completion. Otherwise, you're only getting part of the story. Tonight's lead story, Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People. It's come out. Are you ready to be influenced and see if you're influenced by some of the following?
Such an influencer.
We're going to list all 100 right now. No,
okay.
We're not. No.
Let's go. I'm here for it.
It includes, from the artiste category, Ed Sheeran. I'm not influenced by him, I don't think. Maybe I am. Scarlett Johansson, Kristen Bell, Kristen Wiig. And then icons they put in the category, Demi Moore, ABC News anchor David Muir.
Breaking news!
No. He looks like a little boy in his dad's suit.
He's kind of a real-life Funko Pop, isn't he? Elon Musk, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, RFK Jr. Then elsewhere you have Lorne Michaels, SNL, Joe Rogan, Mark Zuckerberg, and Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg
made it in the top 100 most influential people that live on this planet. So, are we in that category?
KB and Heather Lee.
Oh, totes.
Well, might be under the... feel free.
So, have you ever been on one of those Los Angeles tours where you go around, see the homes and the hot spots and all the stars? Well, you never know who you're going to run into. I mean, like Ben Affleck or Ryan Seacrest. Or Taylor Sheridan. No, he's actually in Weatherford. But how about John Stamos?
Nice.
Or not. It was actually Rob Lowe and one of the hosts.
Nice.
This is how it all went down.
This is John Stamos. But he looks like them. You know what I mean?
Okay, guys. Am I John Stamos?
No!
Who am I?
You gotta get better at your job.
It's usually about having fun, you know. I don't expect to run into people so often.
Oh, I see.
Don't listen to
it. Hey, thank you for your cool energy, man.
Yeah, man.
Cool energy.
Totally. So it was Rob Lowe?
It was Rob Lowe.
Oh, okay.
It was not John Stamos.
Oh. I've been more excited for a Stamos sighting there. So these are like the double-decker buses that they, you know.
Yeah.
Oh. Through. I've never taken one of those. I'd like to. I'd like to drive one. Speaking of Taylor Sheridan, that 1923 season 2 finale did really, 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 really well.
Oh.
Yes. Scored enormous ratings, drew 14 million viewers, and that makes it the most watched episode in the history of the show. Ratings were up 41%, and it also puts it in the top three all-time things that have ever been on Paramount Plus.
Oh my
goodness.
So Taylor
Sheridan continues to dominate. A lot of people had a lot of issues with this season two of the Harrison Ford Helen Mirren 1923. But fear not, because around the corner soon will be 1944. And that's not a joke. That's really happening.
Okay. Eric Church.
Thank you for your cool energy, man.
Yeah, thank you, KB. You know, Eric Church, known for his catchy, soulful, and seriously country songs, but what is the inspiration? Is it family, his marriage, his children, love? No, none of these. That would go to our good friend Whiskey. Says he's written 85 to 90% of his songs while sucking down a little fire water. Admits he's got a whole lot of Hemingway inside him and always takes a shot of Jack Daniels before going on stage. While booze tends to relax most people, he says it's a good reminder that it's showtime.
Yeah, that was part of the problem for the kid from The Sixth Sense, Haley Joel Osment, who's now 27 years old.
Oh, no.
He was arrested recently in Eastern California for public intoxication.
Drunk in public.
That's right. 27-year-old Haley Joel Osment, which is still weird. he was actually apprehended by ski patrol officers.
What?
I didn't know we were a thing. He was at the resort. He was also booked for possession of a controlled substance. He was going a bit weird out there, drunk in public, saying strange things. And he's had a tough go lately. He lost his home in the California wildfires recently and has been having trouble with his insurance. as he's publicly spoke out about. So he was publicly very drunk about the whole thing. Plus, the guy sees dead people. How well adjusted could you be?
That's aggravating enough. Well, and if you get a controlled substance in California, that's saying something. Because
drunk in a lot public. That's legal.
Yeah, make good choices, friends. I'm very, very excited about the Emmy Awards this year. Something I don't say very often. It all goes down September 14th. And our bestie, Nate Bargatze, is going to be hosting the festivities. The comic says it's a huge honor. He's beyond excited to work with CBS and wants to create a night that can be enjoyed by families around the world.
I like him. Like him a lot, too. But nobody seems to be in consensus on how to say his last name. Like, nobody does.
Well, you taught me. You said
I've heard Bargatze. I've heard Bargatze. I've heard Bargatze. And I think we need to pass legislation about this make it so.
I think even just attempting the last name shows honor.
Hey, thank you for your cool energy, man.
I try.
Royal Paper, based in Phoenix, Arizona, a major U.S. manufacturer of toilet paper, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. How?
What?
How? How? That's, you're literally printing money if you're in the toilet paper business.
Should get into that.
Wow. And then, speaking kind of the same thing, a scientist on TikTok, things that shouldn't be in a sentence together, but happened, put the 5-second rule to the test. Of course, the 5-second rule falls on the floor. Within 5 seconds, pick it up. It's still, you can consume it. It turns out, no, not at all. In fact, within milliseconds already, stuff's on there. It's a petri dish. And within 5 seconds, don't even look at it.
Don't touch it. Don't put it in your mouth.
Walk away. So he says, no, the 5-second rule does not apply to anything dropped on the floor. Did not say anything about in the Will It Flow tank.
Will It Flow?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I think we can still safely
waking up with KB and Heather Lee.